Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. Let's see here. Today, Fortnite posted a picture of the floating island with a caption that said, "Darkness rises. Are you prepared?" Then, just as some of us theorized over on Discord that we were talking about, that you know, we saw the tornado in a different place on the minimap, especially over at Salty Springs. That was a place that it kept popping up at. But the tornado started moving. So that started happening today. So that is something that is happening, just as some of us theorized, you know, like, oh, is this, you know, is this a glitch or is this a leak? What's going on here? Looks like it was a little bit of a leak by Fortnite. That obviously that came a little bit early on the map, earlier than they expected. The cube, the tornado hasn't even moved that far with the cube there, but I'm expecting that it will end up at that, in that area at some point. Now the cube is still at the bottom of the island. If you guys notice, when you go to the floating island and you get in that little tornado, or if you just look up at the bottom of the island, the cube is still there at the bottom of the island now. So here's some theories that might happen with that. So it could, now the original cube, you know, it went all around the island on the Fortnite map and left runes all over the places, which are now those corruption areas that are on the map. So is the cube with the tornado and the floating island there, is it going to be attracted to those rune areas, the corrupted areas? That is something to think about. That's something that I kind of, you know, just thought, like, oh, maybe, you know, since the cube is there, maybe it's going to be attracted to go back to those points. And then the other thing I was wondering, so is it going to destroy areas as it moves? Obviously, like I said, this day that Season 6 came out, every once in a while, the floating island and the tornado would be somewhere else on the map, especially over at Salty Springs. So is it going to head over to Salty Springs? And then if it does, is it going to destroy Salty Springs? Or if it flows through other areas, is it going to destroy those areas? And again, is that going to make it grow? That is something I am wondering. You know, as it picks up more items, is it going to do, I mean, is it going to grow? And then right now you can safely go inside the tornado. How neat would it be is if there was like a lot of items that are within the tornado itself as it goes around the island, if it picks stuff up? What if you're floating around the island and you actually have to, and once you get in the tornado and you're floating around in the tornado, you have to avoid items and not get hit by them? That would be kind of neat, something to see. That's just some things that I've thought about. So what do you guys think? Where do you think it's going? What do you think is going to happen when it reaches wherever you think it's going to go? Do you think it's going to start getting bigger? Do you think it's going to destroy any places along the way that will eventually get built back up? I want to know. You know, email me, tweet me, you know, whatever, send me messages over on Anchor. Actually, you know what, you can send voice messages again over on the Anchor app. If you download Anchor and you want to send me a voice message, send me a voice message, and you know, again, I might put it here on the show. It's been a long time since somebody sent in a voice message, but that is something that you can still do within Anchor, so check that out. Let's see here, something else I want to talk about today. So this was another thing that came, this was just a little note from PlayStation's chairman, Sean Layden. He was on the podcast, the PlayStation blogcast, and he kind of explained on there that, you know, it took PlayStation Sony a long time to get crossplay going because they really wanted to make sure that everything worked on all ends, that, you know, there was a lot of steps and they wanted to get everything needed to be done in order. So they were really focused on that. And he did say that it took longer than expected, but it, you know, the fact that it took them that long and that they did everything that they needed to do in order and got all those things done, that's why they were able to announce it and then go live with it the same day. He also said that everything is going so far so good. So, you know, right now, Fortnite is the only game that you can cross-play. But and again, this is just a beta. But he said that, you know, everything's been smooth so far. There hasn't been any corruption complaints or anything, so everything's looking good there. But he said, you know, it is a beta test, so they do expect hiccups at some point. But the you know, the good thing is that right now, so far, things are going good. And if you happen to be a PlayStation user out there, this isn't exactly pertaining to Fortnite, but this is what is neat, that Fortnite has brought this about and kind of forced Sony's hand to, like, really get in it on the game here and join up with everybody else, is that they said that once they have enough testing done in the beta with Fortnite, that you can expect to see crossplay with other games as well. So that would be fun in the future for just gaming in general. Let's see here. Let's talk about one of the challenges, and I'll just talk about this one of the stage challenges. This is the one where you need to stage one, search three chests; stage two, search two supply drops; and then stage three is to search a loot llama. Now, again, this is something I'm going to suggest to you to go do this in 50v50. This is the easiest way to get this one done, just because you have your teams, you have your team side, obviously. You land on your team side, and you should be able to get some chests easily, because you don't have to worry about competing with other players killing you right away. You just have to worry about competing with other players to get to chests. But if you know the map and you know where you're landing, you know where the chest spawn are, the more likely you are to be one of the guys that drops down first and go straight to a spot where you you know, where there's likely for there to be a chest to spawn. Let's see here. The other reason why this is a great one for 50v50 is because there are a lot of supply drops that fall near the storm circle. So once you've searched your chests, the next thing that's going to come up is to be to search two supply drops, and you can easily get that done. Once you got those chests done, head over to where the circle is and just wait for those supply drops to start falling. And they fall a lot, and they fall often, so it shouldn't be too hard to get that one done. Now, the llama one... searching the llama for the final stage of this one, this is going to be the toughest one, because it's still, I mean, even 50v50, it's still a rare item to run into. And then, of course, when there is one, you know, you're going to have everybody trying to get it because of this challenge right now. So that one will still be tough to get, but again, you're going to have a whole half of a map that's pretty much going to be a safe zone. It's pretty rare that the enemy team comes over to the other side of the circle, I mean to the other side of the map, when it's not going to be in the circle. Okay, let's see here. There's that. Let's talk about what's in the item shop today. In the item shop today, we got some really good stuff. I like what we have over here, this new aviation age gear that we have in the featured item section. And so what you have here is the Maximilian outfit, and you have the Earhart outfit, the Maximilian being the male version of their aviation age outfits, and then Earhart, the female version. So I like both of these a lot. I like the glider that they have with this as well, the dirigible. I'm not sure if that's how you say that, but that one is really neat. I really like that one with the blimps there. And then you have a turbine harvesting tool. I like that one as well. And then over in the daily items, you got the True Heart emote, you got the Zany emote, you have the Chopper outfit, you get the Scarlet outfit, you have the Dragon Axe harvesting tool, and the Glow Rider glider. And that's what you have in the item shop today. I like a lot of those items. I especially like the featured section. Again, they seem to be putting out a lot of good stuff in the featured section lately. Let's see here. I'm going to talk about the game a little bit itself. So right now, the Shadow Stones are still disabled, and I have not gotten a chance to pick them up, because they've been disabled pretty much every time I've been able to get on and play. So I still haven't got to play with those yet. So I'm hoping they're going to get that back up and running soon and keep them running without having to take them down again. Like, I think they've taken them down twice now. So hopefully they'll get that up and running and get that going smooth, so that I can just pick them up and play around with them, because they do look really fun to play with. Speaking of some disabled things, so there's a certain character animation that has been disabled on the Calamity outfit that maybe some of you have heard about, because there was a lot of excitement about it on the internet when the Calamity outfit first came out. So that has been disabled now. Fortnite says that they are embarrassed about it, the little physics that they had going on with that outfit. Apparently it has, they suspended some animations for now, and then they plan to just totally remove that from that outfit and then redo it. But you still play with it, but something is that they took down, that they suspended the animation, and then they just plan on taking that out. So if you know what I'm talking about, you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. There was a lot of, sophomoric humor going on in the internet about that one. Let's see here. So a couple other things. Yesterday I unlocked the first pet, Bonesy. I like the pets a lot. I like the animations that they get, for especially when you first jump out of the bus and you dive down. You know, he's like kind of like hanging on by their paws, and then like if you get downed, if you're playing in some sort of team based match, like they have like a mad look kind of face on their face. But other than that, I don't really find the pets that useful. I mean, they do bark when you're being attacked from behind, and they bark when something is nearby, an item that's nearby is purple or gold. But as of right now, I didn't really find it to be that useful, but I'm still wearing them anyways just because it's super cute. Let's see here. In fact, you know what? I'm a big fan of this season's Battle Pass in general. There are a lot of good-looking items in this season's Battle Pass, just throughout the entire Battle Pass, from Tier 1 all the way to, 100. There are a lot of great things in here. Let's see here. Let's go over the tip of the day here. So for the tip of the day, what I want to talk about now is, so bouncers and impulse grenades have been vaulted at the beginning of this season. We know that. So right now the shadow stones are disabled. What I think right now, the shockwave grenades are more important than ever. I finally got a chance to go back and watch some more of the week 2 fall skirmish, and definitely these shockwave grenades seem to be more important than ever right now, because obviously you can use these to move farther, faster, because they, bounce you pretty far. You can use them to escape from an enemy when you're in a tough situation, but you can also use them to break into a player structure or a building when you know there's somebody there, and you can break in and surprise them. Obviously, you know all these things already because the shockwave grenade has been out for a while, but the tip really is just to make this a regular part of your inventory right now. Just don't pass them by, and actually, when you pick them up, use them in a strategic way. Again, we just went over different ways you can use them, and just depending on the situation, make sure you're using them the right way. But again, definitely put these in your inventory rotation. Don't just pass them by. These items seem to be really helpful in the current situation that we're in right now, with no grenades, no bouncers, shadow stones not working. These are a great tool in the game right now. Alright guys, that's today's episode. I want to remind you that you can support Daily Fortnite by going to anchor.fm/DailyFortnite and hitting that listener support button. You can also support the show for free just by going over to Apple Podcasts, iTunes, searching for Daily Fortnite, and then giving it a 5-star rating and a written review. Also, subscribe while you're there, please. Come hang out with us over in Discord as well. Join the Discord server. The link here is in the show notes, so that should be easy to find. Go give me a follow on Twitch. In fact, today somebody joined the Discord and gave me one of their free Prime subs over on Twitch. And if you follow me over on Twitch, actually, there's all of my links are there as well to all my other social media outlets. And again, my Twitch is MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY. So go ahead, give me a follow over there. Can't wait to play with you guys and hang out. I'm going to get this episode uploaded now so I can start playing some more of Season 6 and really, really start exploring the map more and more and more, just so we can kind of go over all the cool places and some of the best new places I think are to drop. We'll do that sometime within the next couple of days after I spend more time hanging around all over the Fortnite map with the new map that we have in Season 6 here. All right, guys. I wanted to let you know that you should have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.